Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
On the Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch up, we're going to catch up with the host of the 2016 Montreal Comedy Festival, Joel Creasy.
Rain, hail or stinking hot weather, Clancy, Matt and Kimber are reliable, just like a Samsung system installed by Ford and Doonan. Get a free quote at fordanddoonan.com.au.
This is the Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch up. Mix 94.5.
Guys, got to catch up with Joel Creasy ahead of this hosting gig he does on 10 on the weekend.
Oh, he's done so well for himself.
Very cool indeed. He's hosting the 2016 Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Always holds his own. This is on 10 and the Wynn Network. It's 8:30 on Sunday night. Joel Creasy joined Matt and Kimber yesterday for a bit of a chat. You asked him how he was.
Good morning. I'm just even better for speaking to you guys. I'm swell, thanks.
Oh, good. Now tell us, look, you've had a brilliant career so far and one of your highlights was opening for Joan Rivers, who became a friend of yours, but hosting the Montreal Comedy Festival, it's a big gig. I mean, what are the pros to hosting over doing your own gig?
Well, kind of the pressure's off because everyone goes to Montreal to try and get a TV gig. They're there to be recognised by someone, and you're like, sweet, I've already got one. Don't need to do not need to worry. Let's head to the bar. So it's really cool. But the night I performed in Montreal, because everyone performs on these big galas, like the ones you see, like the Melbourne Comedy Festival one, but there's about eight of them in Montreal. And right before I went on, they played a bit of a best of package of Joan Rivers. So I got really quite emotional backstage there in Montreal, and then I was like, all right. Come on, mate. Come on. Put yourself together.
Yeah, it's the timing, isn't it? You don't want that just before you're about to go out. You're like, that's tapping into a special place there.
I know, absolutely. But it's such an amazing festival. Plus, you know, it's the home of Celine Dion, Montreal. So I was, you know, in heaven. I kept doing this lame thing where because I would go around and interview people on the street as well as part of the special. And I would say, like, does anyone know the directions to Celine Dion's house? Like, that was my question. And then I was like, oh, shut up. That'd be like someone coming here and being like, oh, does anybody know where Nicole Kidman lives? Like, shut up. We don't all know, you know, like, what a lame joke, Joel.
Although, Joel, there are bus loads of people going to somewhere in the suburbs of Melbourne looking for the neighbour's house on a daily basis. So it does happen.
That is true. Maybe I should do sort of star tours. I could do star tours of Perth, perhaps.
Oh, you could.
Drive people past Susanna Carr's house.
Well, you know, Joel, when I lived in Montreal, one of the first things someone said to me there is, if you like, I can take you to Leonard Cohen's place if you want to smoke a doobie with him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I was like, suddenly, okay. Like, what do you want? Awesome. But no opportunity that day. Missed out on meeting Leonard Cohen.
And you lived in Montreal. I had no idea.
Back in the day, yeah.
She's so multicultural, Joe. It's incredible. Joel, some of the names on this thing. Jeff Goldblum. I'm fascinated by Jeff.
Yeah. First of all, he's still alive, Richard Wilkins. I mean, Montreal, they sometimes, you know, they've had people even like Pamela Anderson come along and do stand-up. They try and mix it up. But Jeff Goldblum came along, did some stand-up, and was awesome. Plus, when I interviewed him, I've never seen a better-looking man in a suit. He wears a suit like nobody does. I couldn't take my eyes off him.
He does seem to carry himself pretty well, Jeff.
Oh, he really does. And he was such a nice guy. I think he's in love with me.
We all are, buddy.
Joel, this festival also showcases Adam Hills, Dave Hughes, Celia Pakola. It feels like Aussie comics are getting more love overseas. What do the internationals think of the Aussies?
Well, do you know what? It kind of bugs me because I've been going to Montreal for 4 years, and this year there was about 10 of us Aussies, and I'm like, God, come on, we're not as niche anymore. I'm going to have to pretend I'm Kiwi. they have no idea. Honestly, a lot of the American comics think we're like English, you know, or from the UK. Like, oh, come on. And but yeah, they really love us. And Dave Hughes even got a standing ovation. So they're really digging the Aussies.
Oh, mate, that's fantastic. Look, Joel Creasy, congratulations, and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Pleasure as always.
Yes. Yeah. Can you imagine if we were together, Kimber, and I would just spend my entire time eating bananas in front of you?
No, we would have broken up before you even peeled them,
I think. Don't say that.
No, we're talking about things that you do to intentionally annoy your partner, things that are funny and cute, not because they're easily annoyed, but just because you keep doing something frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay, Chloe's in Canning Vale. Chloe, what are you doing to intentionally annoy your partner?
Well, it's not what I'm doing, but I try to get my hand in it every now and then when I can. Every time we wash the dishes, my partner gets out the tea towel. Sometimes it's a little bit wet from after he's been drying the dishes, and he winds it up in his hand and he whips me on the butt.
Oh, yeah.
For about 15 minutes. Drives me absolutely crazy, but... Yeah, I try and get him back, but usually my tea towel's dry, so it doesn't have the same effect. But
Chloe, how long has he been? How long has he been doing this tea towel slapping trick?
Oh, forever, 4.5 years, I guess.
Oh, the tea towel slap is an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, it is.
Still makes you laugh.
It does.
In between wincing.
Yeah. Thanks, yes, Chloe. Yeah. So that's the thing. These things, they're annoying, but they're funny.
They are funny.
They're funny.
Like doing the dishes together. That's, of course, keeps you going.
Yeah, like you said earlier with that girlfriend. You know, said that you did that deliberately.
Carol's in the vines. Carol, what are you doing to deliberately annoy your partner or vice versa?
He likes to make the bed every day. Uh-huh. He likes to have the pillows all symmetrical. And so I like to mess them up.
Oh, no, you can't do that to him.
Yeah, every time I walk past, I'll put one on an angle or two on an angle, or I'll put something in the middle, and he'll quietly just go and straighten it when I'm not looking.
So it is quiet. You don't hear it, from the bedroom.
No, I don't. He just gives me that look, you know.
Yeah.
And you just keep, it's still, I don't know, it is just so humorous to annoy somebody that you love.
Absolutely.
It is, actually, and we've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, of course. Bless you. Yeah, and quite often it's well deserved because you've already copped some from him.
Yeah, nice one, Carol.
Well,
thanks.
It just goes to show how well you know that person. That's all it is, isn't it? I understand you and your little idiosyncrasies and I love you, but I've got to let you know that I know about them.
Yeah.
And it's good sport.
Yeah.
Totally. Julia is in Wanneroo. Julia, what are you doing to intentionally annoy your partner?
I do quite a few things, but the worst one is he's building a caravan. He's been doing it for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I keep putting for sale signs on it. And that stopped getting a laugh. I put sold on.
It's so cruel.
Do you get many offers, Julia?
No.
Especially not if it's not finished. That's great. Thanks, Julia.
That's beautiful. You.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Official figures. Now, these just aren't figures. Mm. These are official figures.
They've been done somewhere very important.
Very officially. Mm-hmm. Have showed that Perth is on track to have 7 out of Australia's 10 most congested roads within 15 years.
Oh, really?
Now,
7 out of 10 most...
Did that not make sense?
No, I don't know if that makes sense to me.
Heavy stat.
Okay, so anyway, so we've got 10 of the most congested roads in Australia. 7 of them will be in Perth.
Oh, okay, right.
Is that clearer for
you,
Kimber?
Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm glad we cleared that up. As I said, these are official figures, so don't shoot the messenger.
A little bit of congestion between these two this morning.
It seems hard. I've got a bit of congestion too, sorry. It does seem... I mean... it may well be true. I don't know, as these are official figures. It does seem incredible, though.
I did see in the news last night, because you expect it with highways and freeways, but apparently Marmion Avenue's on the list, and there's a lot of people sitting there snailing down Marmion right now, heading towards the city or somewhere south of the river going, again.
Yeah, well, I guess my argument would be that that makes sense, because when you only give us one road to get here from Mandurah and one road down the coast, West Coast Highway, and you give us one road from Ellenbrook, then of course we're going to have, like, of course they're going to make the 7. You know what I mean? Like,
and,
it's.
And people, this is what people are saying, that you're being forced to live in outer suburbs because that's where housing is affordable,
cheaper,
and that's absolutely fair enough. You shouldn't then be penalised with terrible congestion and poor public transport.
Yeah, because if you look at those people people, especially a lot of people building in places like up in Allenbrook and all those various areas around there, the amount of time people spend on Nangara Road and then they're heading into the city, so they're basically going down Alexander Drive. That's because of the lack of the rail system out there, heading up in that northeastern corridor.
I mean, we've got this article here that says that two suburbs, Joondalup and Serpentine Jarrahdale, recorded the longest travel times in Perth, with about 65% of people saying they spend more than 45 minutes commuting to work every day. But, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to live in Joondalup and Serpentine, then that's to be
expected. You are going to have to travel,
It's going to take 45 minutes to get to work. In fact, I don't even think 45 sounds that long.
Yes. But of course, people have a right to, if a city is going to open up a new suburb, they have a right to have infrastructure, schools and public transport.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just keep choking the roads. But, opposition leader Mark McGowan sympathises because he, of course, lives in Rockingham.
He does, yeah.
So he has to make that drive every day. I don't know if he has a driver, but half his luck if he does. And the Premier's defending the government's policies on, they're concentrating on the freight link, whereas Labor want to go with the, I think it's called the Metro link.
Yep.
And the Premier said yesterday or the other day that while public transport's important, it can't move containers.
Right.
Yeah, because they talk about, the sort of Metro link and then the light rail kind of services.
Yeah.
Could we look at Uber drones maybe? Just get a slightly bigger drone and we just hitch a ride on the way in. That might save a bit of time.
Whatever works.
You still get your bottle of water and a mint. Yeah. I love it. See, you're ideas man, Claire. That's what we miss.
Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
My relationship woes, once again, I've stuffed up. I accidentally gave my girlfriend super glue instead of lip balm. Now she's not talking to me.
Captain Paul can show you the efficient route to work. Ford and Doonan and Samsung can show you how to cool your home efficiently. Get a free quote today at fordanddoonan.com.au.
Well, there's another Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.